From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It is not unusual for homicide to top the news in Newark, New Jersey, but a multiple homicide over the weekend has set the city on edge. Three young people were killed in a schoolyard late Saturday night, lined up and shot execution style with a bullet to the head. A fourth, also shot in the head, survived the shooting, and police are hoping that she can help solve the crime. All of them were what Newark Mayor Cory Booker called success stories. Three were students at Delaware State University. One had planned to head there in the fall. None of them had a record of being in trouble. For more now on these killings and the reaction in the city, we're joined by David Cruz, a reporter and anchor at WBGO in Newark. First, David, what more can you tell us about the victims?
Well, by all accounts, these were good kids. Three of them were students at Delaware State University. Terrence Ariel, Deshaun Harvey, and Yofemi Hightower were all students. And Natasha Ariel was planning on enrolling in the fall. She is the only survivor, unfortunately. And they were all, as I said, by most accounts, pretty good kids and therefore held up as an example in the city where youth frequently get a bad rap.
I understand police have had a chance to now speak to the survivor, Natasha Ariel. What have they learned from her?
She's been kind of heavily medicated, so it's dribs and drabs that they're getting from her. But what they do know is that the four kids had gone to the back of the school, which is generally a hangout for young people, especially later at night because it's off the beaten path. According to the police director, they understand that there was some texting amongst the four victims. They were a little uncomfortable with a couple of guys who were there in the playground and then a couple of others who joined afterwards. And one of the texts allegedly said, "Let's get out of here." They sensed trouble, and before they were able to get out of the area, they were taken out.
And beyond that bullet wound to the head, at least for the survivor, it looked like there were signs of a struggle.
There were. Police are reporting some stab wounds or cut wounds on her forearms, which suggests a struggle. Oddly enough, there were no shell casings found at the scene, which is kind of peculiar.
Now, all of this happens at a time when Newark Mayor Cory Booker has been engaged in a vigorous effort to bring the crime level in the city down. Where's the homicide rate now, and what's happening with Cory Booker?
Well, the homicide rate is technically behind last year's rate, but last year's rate was the highest murder rate in a decade here. So, you know, it depends on whether you see that glass half full or half empty. As far as the mayor goes, the mayor has said many times that he wants to be held accountable for this issue specifically, a reversal of the criminality in the city and certainly a reversal in the homicide rate. And now this issue has come up, and so he's kind of feeling the heat from that.
I understand the city is offering a substantial reward for any kind of information that might lead to the arrest of the people responsible.
It is up to $52,000 now, but there's always this discussion about the no snitch culture here in the city. And so I guess that the offering of this substantial reward is an effort to try to shake loose some facts. So far, though, aside from a 911 caller who wants to remain anonymous, there hasn't really been a lot of people coming forward. Again, this happened overnight on a weekend, and there may not have been as many witnesses as police had hoped.
David, you've covered issues in Newark for quite some time. Do you get a sense that the reaction to this is something different, that people are standing up and saying enough after this?
You know, I would say yes, because over the last few days, we've really felt that here, and you get a sense that this may be a tipping point. But there have been other instances that created a great amount of outrage and an outpouring of emotion. But then it seems to settle down. My personal hope as a person who covers this town and cares about this town is that this will be a tipping point. But I'm not entirely confident that this is the tipping point.
David, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Okay, Michelle.
That was David Cruz, a reporter and anchor at member station WBGO in Newark.